I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Reality Winner, the former NSA contractor at Augustus Fort Gordon, who admitted to leaking a secret report about Russian hacking of U.S. voting systems, has been sentenced to 63 months in prison. The sentence was passed down in an Augusta federal courtroom today. Winner will get credit for the time she's been in jail since her arrest on June 3, 2017. Winner pleaded guilty earlier this summer to violating the Federal Espionage Act. She is the first person prosecuted for leaking under the Trump administration. Atlanta's Oglethorpe University is promising to match in-state tuition at flagship public universities in every state. The private liberal arts school launched Oglethorpe Flagship 50 yesterday. The school says it wants to attract students with at least a 3.5 GPA and a 1250 SAT or 26 ACT who assume private college is more expensive than state schools. Oglethorpe says it's challenging other misconceptions like liberal arts colleges are less diverse than big schools and that students can get the same small school experience in large universities' honors programs. The University of Georgia plans to erect a memorial to slaves and former slaves who were buried at the site of a campus building. More than 100 unmarked graves were found during a construction project at Baldwin Hall in 2015. Testing of the remains found most belonged to African Americans who had likely been enslaved. The Athens Banner-Herald reports the school has released a drawing of the proposed memorial. It includes a granite marker, a fountain, and two benches. UGA drew sharp criticism for not involving the community after the remains were found on campus. The Georgia Ports Authority yesterday opened a new inland terminal in North Georgia. CSX will carry imports and exports between Savannah's port and the new Appalachian Regional Port in Maury County. There, cargo will be loaded onto freight trucks for distribution to North Georgia, Northeast Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Ports Executive Director Griff Lynch says it's projected to take about 50,000 trucks off of local highways per year and save on shipping costs. One of the most historic structures on the grounds of Augusta National Golf Club, the Eisenhower Cabin, is undergoing an extensive restoration. Plans also call for 15 holly trees and 61 azaleas to be planted adjacent to the building. According to the Augusta Chronicle, the cabin was built in 1953 as part of the plan to handle staff and security when President Eisenhower, a longtime member of Augusta National, would come to visit. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves won their third straight game against Pittsburgh last night, beating the Pirates by a score of 2-1. Atlanta now has a 3-game lead over the Phillies in the NL East. The Braves begin a 4-game series against the Marlins in Miami tonight. First pitch at 7:10. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.